CBS News special report. James and Jennifer Crumley have been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison for a school shooting in Michigan their son Ethan carried out in 2021. Judge Cheryl Matthews.
It's not my role, it's not the role of the court system to make an example of the defendants. However, it is a goal of sentencing to act as a deterrent.
Each parent was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in separate trials. The Crumleys didn't know their son was planning the shooting, but prosecutors say they failed to stop it. James essentially apologizing today at sentencing.
My heart pours out to every single one of you.
This after hearing impact statements from parents.
Because you decided that you didn't want to parent and listen to your son. You took the right away. For me to be a mother.
Four students died in that shooting. The Crumleys are not expected to appeal. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden says his new student loan forgiveness plan would cancel tens of thousands of dollars in interest for Americans who can prove hardship cases. He called it a ticket to the middle class in Madison yesterday.
I think we all in this room share one goal. Give everybody a fair shot. Just a shot. Freedom to chase their dreams.
Republicans call the plan a desperate attempt to buy votes. Wisconsin's longest-serving state senator is calling it quits. Republican Rob Coles of Green Bay says he'll retire instead of run for re-election now that his newly redrawn district is more favorable to Democrats. Coles is 73 years old. He was first elected to the Senate in 1987 after 4 years in the Assembly. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A Chippewa Falls man has been charged with 15 counts of possessing child pornography. According to the criminal complaint, 61-year-old David Hendricks was charged in relation to an investigation that began in 2019 when an Altoona detective uncovered a number of child pornography files being sent to the same user through a computer program. Authorities executed a search warrant at Hendricks' home in July of 2019 and allegedly found 3 hard drives containing the illicit material. Hendricks will appear in court on June 4th. The Wisconsin Professional Police Association has released a statement regarding Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes on behalf of the county's deputies. In the statement, the Chippewa County Deputy Sheriff's Association said they cannot condone the actions of Sheriff Hakes that were substantiated throughout Chippewa County's investigation into his conduct as sheriff. The statement also noted that the investigation has been a significant distraction for both the department and the Chippewa County community. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Brewers come up short. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were losing 8-0 last night in Cincinnati when Milwaukee second baseman Bryce Terang came to the plate top of the fifth.
Terang out to right center. Does it have enough to get out of here? Onto the warning track, and it is gone. A home run for Bryce Terang, his first of the season.
Valley Sports Wisconsin. The crew would add another 6 more runs, but still ended up losing to the Reds 10-8. The Brewers committed 4 errors, 2 from Joey Ortiz, who was playing third base, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we really have played incredible defense up until this point. We didn't have a good night there, and we put ourselves in position to come back. It just wasn't enough.
NBA, the Bucks and the Celtics. Boston has now won 8 of their last 10 games. They are the number one seed, 15 games ahead of the second place Bucks. Milwaukee, looking to snap a 4-game losing streak at home tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
partly sunny today and mild as high temperatures climb into the low 60s. It gets even better than that for tomorrow. Abundant sunshine and highs soaring to flirting with near 70. Enjoy it because rain rolls in by Thursday and temperatures cool some. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare of right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Earl, host of the Earl Ingram Show. Wednesday at 9 a.m. I'll be joined by Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, only on Civic Media.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. We are high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, the capital of the great state of Wisconsin. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big show. Mr. Zommers, always great to have Luke Mathers with us in our last segment.
Oh, absolutely. There are some good zingers there that you're probably going to hear again on the radio.
Luke's the kind of guy that you just have a beer with. He's the kind of guy I want to sit and chat with. He's entertaining. He's entertaining. He's knowledgeable. He's just a great guy. So we always appreciate him stopping by every Tuesday at 12:30. So very good. Coming up, by the way, my memory came back here after I was talking last hour, and we are going to get to this later on in this hour. Bo Ryan, great coach at University of Wisconsin, Madison, Platteville, and Milwaukee, announced this last week, will be entering into the Naismith College Basketball Hall of Fame coming up, I believe, in August. And I was talking about, you know, not just him, but I mean, in Kentucky, you had John Calipari, who's off now to Arkansas. So you got Kentucky looking for a new coach. And in my book, Bo Ryan, I mean, he won 4 national titles at Division III Platteville. At least one, if not two of those, were perfect seasons at Platteville. Went on to Milwaukee, took a program that had not done well in years and brought it back above 500. And of course, set it up perfectly for Bruce Pearl, who then came in after Bo went to Madison. And Bruce Pearl got him all the way, I think, to the Sweet 16, if I remember right. And then Coach Ryan, of course, his first and second season at Wisconsin-Madison, got either a share or the Big Ten championship regular season title outright, which had never been done in, you know, years and years and years, and then took him to countless, you know, an Elite Eight, countless Sweet 16s, and then, of course, 14-15, the Final Four, and in 15 to the national championship game. And I still maintain got hosed by the officials. But that's beside the point. But a great, just to me, Bo Ryan is a teacher. First and foremost, he's a great coach, but I think he himself would say being a teacher of young people is one of the, besides being a dad and a husband, one of the greatest things that he enjoys. And he was a great influence on me, and I've always had a lot of respect for Coach Ryan, and so well-deserved, and congratulations. We'll hear from him a little bit later this hour. He talked to the ESPN, so looking forward to that. I want to start off this hour with some news from yesterday, and I think I get why, but nonetheless, it made me a little sad to hear this news. Yesterday, Wisconsin State Senator Rob Coles, Republican of the Green Bay area, announced that he will not be seeking re-election up there in the 2nd District in northeastern Wisconsin. And Rob Coles is not only the longest-serving member now in the Republican Senate caucus, he is the longest-serving member in the Wisconsin State Senate. for years, it was Democrat Fred Risser who represented the Isthmus of Madison. In fact, at one time, Senator Risser was the longest serving state legislator in national history. And at the time, my former boss, Dale Schultz, was the majority leader. And in a great example of bipartisanship, Dale had the state Senate, the entire state Senate, throw Senator Risser a big celebration. And the whole state Senate, both Republicans and Democrats, came together to celebrate Senator Risser's moment of being the longest serving state legislator in the country. And of course, in Wisconsin as well. After he resigned, Senator Coles became the longest serving state senator in the state of Wisconsin. So Senator Coles is both the longest serving Republican and longest serving state senator in the state. And to me, the announcement that Senator Coles is stepping down or not going to run for re-election, he is really the last of the thoughtful, pragmatic, principled conservatives, certainly in the state Senate and maybe in the entire state legislature here in Wisconsin. You say, well, Todd, how do you know this? I spent almost 30 years as a Republican. I worked at the state capitol for former state senator Dale Schultz, who was the majority leader for a time. Of course, left the party in 2011. But I know Senator Coles, not intimately well, but pretty well. He's the kind of guy that some state senators are really good about, you know, they work late in their offices, and much of the staff, or at least some staff, I was one of them that would work late hours. And Senator Coles is the kind of guy that would just open the door and say, hey, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? What's new? You know, not to talk about politics, not to lobby your boss or anything, but just to be a real person. And that was pretty cool. Had dinner with him a few times, had a couple of drinks with him. Just a wonderfully cool guy. And, you know, look, I might not always agree with his politics. Heck, I didn't always agree with my own boss's politics all the time. It's just the territory. But one of the tests is, you know, the people that are in these offices, are they just good people? And Rob Coles is a good person. And it reminded me with Senator Coles' announcement that he's not going to run for re-election. He is the last of what I think are principled conservatives. And these names may mean something to some people that might not mean to others, but I don't care, because I think the moment needs to be marked. This group was led by former Senate Majority Leader Mike Ellis from Neenah. And Mike Ellis was a former school teacher. You know, he loved his horses, raised horses on his farm. And he's the kind of guy that, you know, was a little gruff on the outside, but he was not beyond self-deprecation. He was a shorter guy, you know, made fun of his own toupee, and would give razz people a lot, certainly staff, but cared. And sure, he was tough. And again, didn't always agree with him personally, but he was willing to sit down with Democrats and reach across the aisle to get things done. So there was it was led by Ellis and this kind of core group of Coles, Luther Olson, Alan Lassay, and Dale Schultz. At times, the group also included people like former state senator Brian Rood from over by Westby, La Crosse area, Dick Kruel from southwest Wisconsin, Mary Panzer. Remember Mary Panzer, former leader herself? She used to represent the district that Glenn Grothman ended up representing. Mary Panzer, a pro-choice Republican. Yes, there were some, including her colleague, the great Senator Carol Bittner-Ressler from the Oshkosh area, Sheila Harsdorf from northwest Wisconsin, Peggy Rosenzweig from southeast Wisconsin, Ron Brown from west central Wisconsin, Neil Kedzie from down by Whitewater, Margaret Farrow, who went on to become lieutenant governor under Scott McCallum, and later on Piotrowski from northwest Wisconsin as well. Now, were all these people I just mentioned, were they perfect? Did I always agree with them? No. But again, who's perfect? Who do you always agree with? But the key, all these people I just mentioned, they were people that were willing to listen. They didn't always just stay in their same silo. And they had friends, legitimate friends. After session, they'd go all down to the Avenue Bar, which is no longer. And they'd sit there and they'd buy each other drinks and they'd kind of razz each other, and then they'd hammer things out. And it wasn't all Republicans. Bob Jouk, great Democrat from up by Superior, Poplar, he joined that group. Tim Cullen, great Democrat, the former majority leader himself from Beloit. And there were others who would sit down and say, okay, what are we actually going to get done here? These were Republicans who understood that the needs of Wisconsin came before party. They were willing to work with Democrats. As I said, some were actually pro-choice. Yes, there were pro-choice Republicans in the state Senate at one time. And they were all passionate about Wisconsin. Senator Coles is the last of that group. And with him goes institutional knowledge and the last of the Republican Party that was founded in Ripon, Wisconsin. So the transformation of the Senate Republican Caucus is now about to be complete. It will be full on mega going forward. And I don't think that Wisconsin is better because of it. Rob Coles represented the last of a dying breed of Republicans, the last of the type of person that was the reason I became a Republican years and years ago. And because there's no one left like Rob Coles, that's one of the reasons I left the Republican Party. Nobody thinks like that. Hitherto unknown fact, Rob Coles at one time started out as a Democrat. You don't hear that much. He cares. He's a guy who cares about the conservation. He cares about the environment. He worked extraordinarily hard on issues like PFAS. Also worked on things that some people might consider as small, but are pretty big deals to the average common sense Wisconsinite. Things like your state park sticker. You won't hear anybody talk more highly of state parks than Rob Coles. Won't talk more highly of our waterways and our coastlines than Rob Coles. And the sad fact is that guys like Devin Lemieux, who are MAGA Republicans, who is now the majority leader in the state Senate, they cast Rob Coles aside because they don't care about the institution like Rob Coles does. Rob Coles chaired the audit committee for years, and he never allowed politics to get into it. Worked with Jan Mueller, the great director of the Audit Bureau, for years. Did great work. Sussed out where there were problems, where there was misspending going on, and exposed it, which benefited both Republicans and Democrats. They played it straight down the middle on the Audit Committee and did a lot of great work for Wisconsin taxpayers. And Devin Lemieux didn't like that. He wanted that committee to become partisan and political. And Rob Coles would not stand for it. And because of that, in my opinion, Devin Lemieux took him off, brushed him aside. And that is the mistake that the Republican caucus has made. They have put partisan politics, they've put MAGA, they've put Trump ahead of Wisconsin. And what did we learn last week as we toured the state around Wisconsin with Trigvi Olson? We learned that people like common sense. They like people that just promote Wisconsin. They like people like Rob Coles. Here, FYI, off the WMDX line, somebody texted in, said Rob Coles drove a Prius from Green Bay to Madison. Absolutely right. He's a Prius dude because he actually cares. I wish Senator Coles the best. He's a great guy and always cared about Wisconsin. Come back, take your phone calls after this, 855-752-4842. Todd Elball Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Grocery prices.
Well, now to more sticker shock at the grocery store.
Chaos at the southern border.
Thousands of migrants have joined a caravan in Central America that's making its way to the U.S.
Cutting the wages of working Americans.
And now they can employ cheap immigrants instead of having to pay working class Americans a living wage.
But Biden and Tammy Baldwin don't care. They're millionaires. Tammy Baldwin lives in a million-dollar luxury penthouse in Washington, D.C. Oh, come on. How do you think career politicians like Biden and Tammy Baldwin and their families become millionaires?
The records show Hunter Biden's company received nearly $5 million in consulting contracts from that joint venture funded by a Chinese energy company.
Inflation, out-of-control immigration, insider deals. That's the Biden and Baldwin way. America's PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising paid for by America's PAC and not authorized by any other candidate or committee. America's PAC 527.com.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
Welcome back to the Tylenol Ball Show on Civic Media. That's exactly what we need to do. Kenny Chesney, can't we all get along? By the way, Kenny Chesney gearing up for his new tour, coming to Milwaukee. Really want to get to it this year. Cannot wait.
You better. Buy your tickets.
buy my ticket. One of the ultimate gets if we get a chance to talk with Kenny Chesney. Because he doesn't bring politics into his show or his music, really. It's just bringing people together. Fun to call in and weigh in on Rob Coles announcing that he will not run for his seat up in Green Bay in the state Senate. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Can also text us on the Civic Media app. While we're waiting for that, I want to go to a story. Again, we were going to get to it yesterday, but President Biden was in town, so I had to delay it a bit. According to NBC News, other sources as well, Republican U.S. Representative Mike Turner over the weekend saying that Russian propaganda has taken hold among some of his House Republican colleagues and is even being uttered on the House floor. Going to play the cut from over the weekend, Mr. Zalmers. I think we have it queued up. Is that right?
Yes. And this one is from CNN.
This one's from CNN. All right. Thank you very much. Give them credit. This is Congressman Republican Mike Turner on CNN, I believe, with Jake Tapper over the weekend.
Let's turn to Ukraine, an issue that's important to you and your fellow Republican chairman, Michael McCaul, who runs the Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman McCaul made a comment this week about what he says sounds like Russian propaganda from some conservative media and why it's so difficult to explain to Republican voters why supporting Ukraine is important. He told Julia Yaffe, quote, "I think Russian propaganda has made its way into the United States, unfortunately, and it's infected a good chunk of my party's base." He singled out primetime shows on conservative channels. Do you agree with him? And how big is this problem?
Oh, it is absolutely true. We see directly coming from Russia attempts to mask communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia messages, some of which we even hear being uttered on the House floor. I mean, there are members of Congress today who still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO, which, of course, it is not. Vladimir Putin having made it very clear, both publicly and to his own population, that his view is that this is a conflict of a much broader claim of Russia to Eastern Europe, and including claiming all of Ukraine territory as Russia's. Now, to the extent that this propaganda takes hold, it makes it more difficult for us to really see this as an authoritarian versus democracy battle, which is what it is. President Xi of China, Vladimir Putin himself, have identified it as such. We need to stand up for democracy. We need to make certain that we know that authoritarian regimes never stop when they start an aggression. Ukraine needs our help and assistance now, and this is a very critical time for the U.S. Congress to step up and provide that aid.
That was U.S. Representative Republican Mike Turner over the weekend on CNN talking about the fact that he himself knows that this Russian propaganda has infiltrated the Senate caucus, or pardon me, the House caucus, Republicans, in Washington, D.C. His comments come on the heels of remarks by House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Michael McCaul made this week about how Russian propaganda has taken root among the GOP. McCaul, a Texas Republican, told Puck News that he thinks, quote, "Russian propaganda has made its way into the United States, unfortunately, and it has infected a good chunk of my party's base," unquote. Turner and McCaul each tied Russia and its leader, Vladimir Putin, to other authoritarian leaders, including President Xi of China and Kim Jong-un, leader of North Korea. Going to take those calls in a minute, but joining us on the phone line, special caller. We appreciate him taking the time to call in. Matt Rothschild, former executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and author, all-around great guy and a bird watcher. Matt Rothschild, thanks for calling in. How you been, Matt? Been a while. What's new with you?
Doing well, Todd. It's always always great listening to your show. I was listening to your comments about Rob Coles, Senator Rob Coles, who's retiring. And I just wanted to second everything you had to say. Rob Coles was a rare species, an almost extinct species of moderate, decent Republicans in the legislature. And just one fact, he was the sole Republican in November 2015 to vote against the total rewrite of our campaign finance law by the Republicans, which Walker signed into law, which allowed corporations for the first time in 100 years to give to the political parties and doubled the amount that rich people could give to candidates and committees and let committees then throw the money around to other committees, which has just made a hash of any concept of campaign finance reform in Wisconsin. And Rob Coles was the only Republican, and he was quoted afterwards in the Wisconsin papers as saying, you know, my mother always hated corruption in politics. And I just thought it was such a courageous thing for him to do on that issue. He also was great on the issue of lead pipe remediation and eradication. You know, lead in the pipes is just so ruinous for children's health. You know, he was great on the environment, great on campaign finance, really decent guy. His door was always open to me when I came knocking, and I really appreciate that, Matt.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. And again, we're talking with Matt Rothschild, former executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And Matt, you're someone who spent a lot of time in the building, as we say, in the Capitol. You did work on both sides. Certainly, you were much more attached to the Democratic side of the aisle. But I appreciate your comments so much, because what you just said, I think, gets overshadowed by kind of the sexy partisan news that comes down when people vote along party lines for things like the budget or things like that. But I think you're absolutely right. Rob Coles, even though that maybe you didn't agree with him a lot of the time, he was one of those people, and the only one, in my opinion, left in the state Senate on the Republican side, who was truly willing to keep his door open and say, look, yeah, let's just come on and have a discussion, and then actually have the courage to stand up and vote sometimes. And perhaps maybe some people say, wish they would have done it more. But, you know, in this day and age, one of my former bosses, Scott Klug, said, you know, you vote 90% of the time the way you're told, so you can vote 10% of the way the time that you feel. Maybe that's true, maybe it isn't. But Rob Coles did cross over and reject his own party on big votes, like you're saying, with campaign finance reform and the environment. And I appreciate you calling in and pointing that out.
Well, thanks, Tom. It's always great listening to your show, and thanks for heaping praise on Rob Coles. You take care now.
Hey, thank you, Matt. Really appreciate it. Matt Rothschild, one of those great folks as well, who, again, I think Matt's time in working for Wisconsin Democracy Campaign in particular, got a lot done for campaign finance reform. Matt is another kind of type of person. You know, he's watching birds now, but I think he loves bird watching, and that's great. But Matt was another one of these people who did a lot of work behind the scenes. I think that's the other thing. As someone who spent a lot of time in politics, again, you open up the paper or you open up your cell phone, you look at the headlines, right? What's sexy? What's going to get people to click the clickbait on political news? And what is not written about or not talked about enough are people like Matt Rothschild and people like Rob Coles, who actually didn't just yell at each other. Even though they may have had differences, they sat down and said, how can we work together? Look, I know you're going to vote this way on this and whatever, but can we find one or two things that we can agree upon to get something done? As Trigvi Olsen likes to tell us, former Governor Tommy Thompson says, there are two kinds of politicians. Those that want to be and those that want to do. Rob Coles was one of those that wanted to do and got things done. Appreciate the call, Matt Rothschild. More on the other side. News, weather, and sports now. More of the All Balls Show on Civic Media after this.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Jason Mansmith, Matt Miller, and Don Rosen. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans like Congressman Brian Stile say the student loan forgiveness program President Biden pitched in Madison yesterday does nothing to lower the high cost of college.
The burden needs to be on administrators to control the cost of the educational product in the first place. This is why this program as proposed by the president is so frustrating. It does nothing to solve the underlying problem.
Biden says his plan would boost the economy by freeing up millions of Americans burdened by debt. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican bill that would have let 14- and 15-year-olds in Wisconsin work without getting a state permit or their parents' permission. Evers says putting more kids to work is not a serious solution to Wisconsin's worker shortage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A new memorial to honor Officer Emily Bradenback in the Chetek Police Department was unveiled on the anniversary of her death. Officer Bradenback and Officer Hunter Scheel were shot and killed in the line of duty by a suspect on April 8th of 2023. The teardrop-shaped memorial now sits just outside the department so Officer Bradenback's friends and co-workers and the general public can remember her and appreciate the sacrifice she made. Officer Scheel's family honored his sacrifice in private. The Eau Claire City Council has approved a new development for a plot of land called the Sevens. The City Council voted to turn the land just off I-94 into a business park, which will serve as the headquarters for Hoft Builders, with space for medical facilities and other businesses as well. The City Council is also hoping to add more residential housing to the area. There's no timeline for the project yet, as the city has yet to design its general development plan for the area, but officials are excited about the potential of the land. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Thanks to whiskey, jazz, dive bars, swanky cars, and black and white, Colin Farrell is channeling his inner Humphrey Bogart in the new series, Sugar. Collider reports that the detective show has elements of film noir throughout. The cast is rounded out by Perry Mason's Matthew Rhys and Clive Owen. Sugar is now available to stream on Apple. New episodes drop on Friday nights. Happier Gilmore? Adam Sandler fans will be glad to know there is a sequel in the works. Drew Barrymore spilled the beans, or the tea, or your food of choice on her talk show, saying that Sandler was working on a script for Happy Gilmore 2. According to the New York Post, Barrymore told her studio audience that there is a process and that the process is in the process. Actor Chris McDonald also confirmed as much, saying that Sandler let him have a peek at the first draft of the script to Happy 2. Given Bob Barker's passing, it remains to be seen which elderly game show host Sandler will throw hands with in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny today and mild as high temperatures climb into the low 60s. It gets even better than that for tomorrow. Abundant sunshine and highs soaring to flirting with near 70. Enjoy it because rain rolls in by Thursday and temperatures cool some. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Yeah, freedom.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, Tuesday, April 9th. Zomer's on the board taking your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Todd Allball, glad to be along with you here on this Tuesday on Civic Media. Really appreciate Matt Rothschild calling in there last segment with those great words about outgoing Senator Rob Coles, Republican of Green Bay, who announced yesterday he will not seek re-election. Also going to follow up on this clip we played for you last segment of Representative Republican Mike Turner. Over the weekend on CNN and other outlets as well, saying that Russian propaganda has taken hold among some of his House Republican colleagues and is, quote, even being uttered on the House floor, unquote. He went on to say, quote, we see directly coming from Russia communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia messages, some of which we even hear being uttered on the House floor, unquote. Now, it's significant because Turner is the chair of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. All right? So this is not just some Yahoo congressman walking through the halls that doesn't know anything. As the House Permanent Select Committee chair on intelligence, the chair of that committee, he gets briefings that you hear about. You have to go into a SCIF. A SCIF is basically a secured room by the CIA, other intelligence community. You're not allowed to take cell phones in there. You're basically screened for any listening or photo devices before you go in, and you're given access to secured, cleared, top secret information of which you already have to be vetted for. So this is a guy who knows what he's talking about. This is someone who has seen the evidence. It's not an opinion. He has seen the evidence. Turner went on to say, quote, there are members of Congress today who still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO, which, of course, it is not, unquote. So here you have a Republican, the chair of a committee, calling out fellow Republicans, saying they're liars. They're just completely saying things that are untrue. And he knows they're untrue because of what he's seen, and he knows. And he knows it's very dangerous, and it's helping Putin. And it's very dangerous for democracy around the world.
I think this is a big deal and needs to be talked about more.
It's a huge deal. You're absolutely right. Because, and what I love about this is a Republican having the backbone to come out and speak the truth now, before the election. I don't know this. It's simply my opinion. But I have a feeling that one of the reasons that Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher from Green Bay decided not to run for re-election and will be actually resigning here in, what, 10 days on the 19th, are because of things like this. Again, you or I may not agree with all of Mike Gallagher's politics or policy, but I do think he's a person of principle. And I think he also got frustrated as someone who was working on intelligence issues, particularly on China, in a bipartisan manner, I might add. Said, look, these people, these fellow Republicans of mine, they're nuts. They're not playing politics. They're putting the United States at an intelligence and a security disadvantage. And I don't think that Mike Gallagher was willing to go down that rabbit hole and sign off on the Trump MAGA agenda anymore. And he said, I'm out. And I think this is why you're going to see at least a couple more Republicans do the same thing as Gallagher before the election. I really feel that. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. But we'll see. Marjorie Taylor Greene, once again yesterday, defending her resolution to try to get rid of Speaker Johnson. All this infighting, I really think it's going to lead to Hakeem Jeffries getting the speaker's chair before the election. What say you? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 4842. Remember, Republicans are down to a one-seat majority in the United States House of Representatives. By the way, Representative Turner's office not immediately responding to more comments on this. His comments came on the heels, as we said, of the House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Mike McCaul made this week about how Russia propaganda has taken root among the GOP. So it's not just one, it's two Republicans in positions of knowledge saying this. The committee chair's remarks, according to NBC News, about Russian propaganda came as they spoke about the need for Congress to approve more military aid to Ukraine. Quote, Ukraine needs our help and assistance now, and this is a very critical time for the U.S. Congress to step up and provide that aid, unquote, according to Turner to CNN. The House in recent months has stalled on efforts to pass Ukraine aid, with Speaker Mike Johnson refusing to put an aid package the Senate passed in February that would provide resources to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan on the House floor. Last week, Congressman Don Bacon said on NBC News' Meet the Press that he had commitments from Johnson and McCaul that they would allow a bipartisan Ukrainian military aid package to advance to a vote. By the way, Bacon, also that Republican from Nebraska, warned that Speaker Johnson could face a vote to oust him from the speakership if he moves forward with Ukrainian aid. This is the game that Republicans are playing. And where is this being directed from? Trump. And where is Trump getting his marching orders? One can only assume the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin. And by the way, have you, I know it's painful, but have you tuned into a MAGA rally lately? I watched the lowlights. You have Trump supporters now telling reporters that if the choice was between Vladimir Putin and Biden for an election, they'd vote for Putin. I'm not making this up. This is where this, I mean, again, if you are a disaffected Republican, if you are someone who votes more often for Republicans than Democrats, if you grew up in the Reagan era, think to yourself, does this make sense? The party that elected Ronald Reagan twice, that told Mikhail Gorbachev and the old Soviet Union, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall in East Berlin. Does it make any sense at all that the party of Ronald Reagan is now cozying up to a former KGB agent in Vladimir Putin? You don't need me to tell you that. Just use your common sense. And then apply that down ballot in November when you vote for people like Derek Van Orten or are thinking about it. Think who's on the other side of the ballot. Does it make sense that Derek Van Orten in Western Wisconsin is a Trump acolyte who's cozying up to Vladimir Putin? He's going to try to make you, he's putting on the flannel on the baseball cap and taking his golden retriever with him and going to Quick Trip. And that's the story he wants to sell you. Derek Van Orten is a snake oil salesman. He goes from town to town with his wagon and tries to sell you snake oil. And then when he gets to Washington, he does nothing except fall at the altar of Donald Trump. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from you also off the text line as well. You can text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it to your App Store or Android device. Here's one more for you. If you're giving to the Republican National Committee, again, I'm a former Republican, left the party in 2011. Parties send you stuff all the time. It used to be in the mail, and a lot of times you still get mail. But now they text you on your phone, and they ask you for a donation. And that's fine. But if you get a text from the Republican National Committee and you wonder where your money is, they're going to tell you, we're going to help elect Republicans all across the country. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of co-chair of Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley, over the weekend, making it clear where the RNC's allegiances lie. Here's Michael Whatley.
We are taking all of our operations and merging them with the president's campaign. So instead of having two political operations, we have one. Instead of having two communications shops, we have one. Same thing with digital, same thing with data.
There you go. There is no equivocation there. They are now, as predicted by people like Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project, former Republican like myself, will be on the show tomorrow. They are merging the Republican National Committee with the Trump campaign. Never been done before. The presidential campaign has always been separate. The RNC certainly supports a presidential campaign, just like the DNC, Democratic National Committee, supports their presidential campaign. But the RNC and DNC, their jobs aren't just to elect the president. They're also to elect people to the House of Representatives, to the United States Senate, to help the grassroots, to help the party. The Trump folks are no longer equivocating. They're not trying to hide it. It is one in the same, literally. They're merging the Republican National Committee with the Trump campaign. So when you send your $5 or chip in $10, as they say, or $25, you say, you know what? It's going to be hard for me this month, but I really need to write the Republican National Committee a check or just send them electronic for $100. And look, that's a lot of money for a lot of people. It is for me. Think to yourself, do you want your 100 hard-earned dollars that you're getting from Social Security or from your job to go to defend Trump for lying under oath about paying off a porn star for sex? Because that's where your money's going now. The money that you give to the RNC is going directly to the lawyers to defend Trump in the 91 criminal indictments. Either for a porn star or for trying to sway the 2020 election in Georgia, or the multitude of other frauds that he has alleged already been convicted of committing. If you want to give money to Brian Stiles in the 1st District of Wisconsin, I might disagree with that, but you know what? That's America. Do it. But don't waste your money giving to the RNC or the Wisconsin Republican Party, because it's all going to Trump now. I think that Wisconsinites are better than that. I think conservative Wisconsinites are better than that. Don't give your money to defend Donald Trump. He got himself into this own mess. They're not even trying to hide it anymore, right? You work for your money. You put it where you know it's actually going to do something. I would say give it to Joe Biden myself, but that's just me. Because, you know, I like democracy. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Would love your comments on that. And when we come back here, we're going to set this up for you. William Ryan, one of the great coaches, basketball coach of all time, being inducted into the Naismith Basketball Coach Hall of Fame. Going to hear from Coach Ryan in his own words on the other side. Take some of your phone calls as well. I think it is long overdue. Coach Ryan, by the way, like Joe Biden, a native of Pennsylvania. How about that? Chester, Pennsylvania. And he's very proud of that. Loves his Phillies out there in Pennsylvania. 76ers. Of course, he's adopted Wisconsin as his hometown. But really, really great guy. And it's going to be great to hear from Coach Ryan in his own words. Also invite you to call in as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. One of those things that I think is Wisconsinites, what we found out, our little What Makes Wisconsin Great tour last week around Wisconsin. Athletics. The Packers. The Badgers. The Brewers. The Bucks. All things that can bring us together. Back with your phone calls. Back with Bo Ryan in his own words. Now in the Hall of Fame, Coach Ryan, on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any jokes today, Conrad?
Well, I guess I did fall for one, but it was unfair because it happened last week.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hot dog water from 7-Eleven.
We both fell for that, but it's not even... It's like, after the Kurter Burger, I'll believe anything. I can believe it's hot dog water, and that was like March 26th. That's so lame.
They actually did make it, though. They got some people to actually drink it.
Suckers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock, 10 minutes away from our friend Maggie Dawn. And, oh, 2 o'clock. Thank you, Mr. Summers. I'm having a moment. 2 o'clock, 10 minutes away from 2 o'clock, Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show coming up next. I invite you to stay tuned for that. Always a great show, Maggie Dawn, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Bo Ryan, as we said, inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Talked to Reese Davis and Jay Billis of ESPN over the weekend, just a little while after being named, or it's being announced he's been nominated before, but never inducted. And this year, I think that Badger basketball did a little bit of a PR thing to make sure that everybody understood his credentials. Maybe part of it was that he spent so many years, 16, 17 years at Platteville, Division III program, won 4 national titles at Platteville, then went to Milwaukee for a couple of years, then to Wisconsin. Maybe there were voters that didn't understand. I mean, his accomplishments at Platteville alone should have put him in. But then took the Badgers to 2 Final Fours, a national championship game. Going to bring you some of this conversation. We'll clip it up for you. But here was the conversation on ESPN with Reese Davis, Jay Billis, and now Hall of Famer, Coach Bo Ryan.
We've talked to players, also had coaches who made their mark, including the great Bo Ryan. Here is Bo Ryan. What a career he had. He is quintessential Wisconsin. More than 700 victories across 32 seasons, 4 national titles at the Division III level in Wisconsin Platteville. Tremendous run with the Badgers at Wisconsin led them to a pair of Final Fours, one of the great wins in Final Four history, beating Kentucky in 2015 to end the Wildcats' bid for a perfect season, take his Badgers to the national championship game 4 times. He was honored as Big Ten Coach of the Year, and we are pleased to be joined by Bo Ryan here. Bo, congratulations on this honor. What was it like for you when you got the call?
Well, Reese and Jay, I teared up. You know what? Did you guys plan this where an Irishman comes after the parade? It worked out pretty well. Very emotional. Immediately thought about my dad. And my coach for 7 years, 3 years in high school and 4 in college, Ron Rainey. And my wife and family, and just what it, all the sacrifices they made. And it just was the culmination of how many coaches do you know started in junior high school? I coached in junior high, high school, NAIA, Division III, and then Division I. So my love for the game is on paper with 42 years of trying to help young people find a better path and to do things the right way. Tried as hard as we could. Had a great assistance. Tremendous leaders in their own right, and also the players. I've always said that the most important words that are spoken are in the locker room by the players when the coaches aren't around, and that's where your chemistry and your culture and everything else comes from. But I was I was very emotional because of what it means to everybody that I've been associated with and that has helped along the way.
So we're just to stop there for a second, Mr. Sommers, thank you. This is the interview with over the weekend with Reese Davis and Jay Billis of ESPN with former Wisconsin coach Bo Ryan, now being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Coach Ryan, they're talking about his dad, Butch Ryan, and also his former high school and college coach, Ron Rainey. I had the pleasure and honor of knowing both of those men. And let me tell you, Coach Ryan, nobody tells a better story than Bo Ryan, except for his late father, Butch, who, I mean, was a storyteller extraordinaire and quite a life in his own right. And Butch and Bo were extraordinarily close and went to the Final Four together every year. I mean, you know, just as father and son. And Butch was famous for doing tailgating and knew all the CBS sports guys, knew all the other coaches. And maybe one of the great tragedies was that by the time Coach Ryan himself got to the Final Four, his dad had passed away a year earlier. And so the first Final Four for Bo Ryan without his dad, Butch, was the year that he got his own team to the Final Four. And it escapes me now, one of the other big coaches, maybe from North Carolina, actually bought a seat at the Final Four and left it vacant in honor of Butch Ryan in just a great show of sportsmanship. And Ron Rainey, quite the character himself from Pennsylvania, who was an assistant under Bo later on at Platteville, who it's a whole other story for another day. But when I was covering one of the Final Fours at Platteville, Coach Rainey did not enjoy the media. He did not enjoy being interviewed. And so I actually followed him into a bathroom and actually interviewed Coach Rainey in a bathroom at the Final Four one time. But that's a story for another day. Let's continue on a little bit more with Reese Davis, Jay Billis, and Bo Ryan on being inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Chester, PA, the whole world learned your name when you became the head coach at Wisconsin and took the Badgers to two Final Fours and had that amazing success in the Big Ten. But when you think back on your career, where does your heart take you?
Well, for anybody from Pennsylvania, Chester is like the basketball capital of the state, or at least from a Chester grad, that's what I'm saying. And falling in love with the game and just probably those roots helped me tremendously because we always played in front of packed crowd. We always were the team that was marked. I kind of liked that at the different places where I coached. And all the competitors here, all the people that have been inductees, let's face it, they're all people who wanted to be on top, had a drive, an inner drive. And as a coach, what's fun is to be able to take people along with you as a kind of a conductor. And so I think my roots definitely set me up for what was coming later.
You said something.
We'll have more of this interview as we go throughout the week, I think, because just great words from Coach Ryan, and hope to have him on at a future date before he gets the actual induction in August. Let's go to the full lines very quickly. Jack in Merrimack, you got 30 seconds. I'm sorry we had to get those other cuts in. What do you want to say, Jack?
Just real quickly, it's not a real surprise that since his daughter-in-law took over the Republican Party, that he's turned the finances of that party into his own personal slush fund. And if we really like what's happened to this, and we see what's happening to the Republican Party, we're going to love it if he ever becomes president.
Great comment. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate you calling in. Thanks for waiting. Great show today. Thank you, Mr. Zomers. Thanks to Luke Mathers. Tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, and more. Don't miss it. Until then, stay tuned for Maggie Dawn, Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum. See you tomorrow. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, our visit with Congressman Mark Bocan and the ongoing question of whether Republicans can finally move an aid package for global hotspots.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. James and Jennifer Crumley will spend at least a decade in prison as the first U.S. parents to be held criminally responsible for their